You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Sulkowski. Much of the nation's attention Thursday was focused on the release of the Mueller report. The founder of Syracuse University's National Security Studies program has been following developments of the investigation into collusion and obstruction of justice by the president and his staff. WAER's Chris Bolt spoke with Professor Emeritus William Banks on some of the legal and historical aspects of the report and what it means going forward.
One of the most significant things about the report, William Banks says, might be what's not there. President Trump was never directly interviewed about any of the allegations.
His responses to the written questions, he said he simply didn't recall most of the time when the question would have probed his state of mind. Had they obtained oral testimony from the president, it would have been far more difficult to walk away from direct answers to questions about his state of mind.
Intent would have to be established for prosecutors to be able to bring any charges for obstruction of justice against the president. But that doesn't mean the investigation didn't have legal ramifications. He notes 24 indictments of others came out of it. Still, no direct questioning of President Trump leaves a hole in any possible criminal case. Banks found in the report less redaction than he thought by Attorney General William Barr. Most things blacked out had to do with grand jury materials, things relevant to ongoing congressional investigations, and identification of ancillary witnesses. What does concern him is the lack of objectivity from the Attorney General's office.
The willingness of the Justice Department to go behind the scenes to allow them to prepare their rebuttal today speaks more of an effort to support the administration than it does to simply speak for the rule of law for the United States.
Of course, you can't escape the political aspects of the investigation in the report. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, who's a presidential candidate, called it an embarrassing display of propaganda. She said in a release that the nation can't trust a hand-picked attorney general and that Congress should see the full, unredacted report to really find the truth. Area Congress members John Katko and Anthony Brindisi had different reactions to the release of the report, both speaking at a public event in Oswego. Katko told Syracuse.com he had no problem with Barr's press conference and then releasing the report. He's more concerned with what's in it and how we reduce Russian influence in U.S. elections. Brindisi wants to see a full, unredacted version before drawing conclusions, though he also does not want the investigation and report to overshadow other issues that need attention. Professor Banks, meanwhile, believes the prospect of Congress starting impeachment proceedings is not in the cards.
I think the Democrats recognize if they started an inquiry in the House, they may or may not have sufficient votes to impeach there. And if they did, they would certainly not have the votes to convict in the Senate. So it would be, in a way, like the Clinton inquiry many years ago, a lot of effort for very little outcome.
While the president might not face that challenge, Banks says the whole process draws into question just how Mr. Trump views the office.
Treat it more like business and a personal fiefdom, as though he were a king or an autocrat rather than a democratically elected leader. So in many respects, I think the president is treated the office of the presidency in a way that no other president has before, as though he were above the law. That's the most dramatic challenge to our constitutional system that I can imagine.
He adds things are far from over. There are still ongoing grand jury investigations. Congress will have its own investigations and hearings. And Banks expects you should get used to hearing about the report and all manner of reactions to it on the campaign trail.
I think certainly through the 2020 election, this is not going to quiet down. And then whatever result the election produces, then maybe when that's determined in November of 2020, this will all go away. But I doubt that it will before then.
Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.